Playoff basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport and the Delaware County Daily Times, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's PIAA 6A playoff game is between the Chester Clippers and the Simon Gratz Bulldogs. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza and Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Country Deli in Media, the best breakfast in town on Middletown Road. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
And a good evening, ladies and gentlemen, live and live in color on the radio. It is the site, Cardinal O'Hara High School here in Springfield, boys high school basketball. It is the Chester High Clippers, 23-4 under head coach Keith Taylor, 63-20 in his three seasons, doing a tremendous job with the program. Simon Gratz, the Bulldogs, are 24-5, coached by the great Lenard Stewart in his fifth year. Temple grad, 1998, went overseas, played under the great Bill Ellerby at Simon Gratz, and I remember going to those games at the Civic Center back in 1992 and 93, Mark. I think it was back-to-back Franklin Learning Center and Rasheed Wallace, Lenard, and just unbelievable. That was the climax of the season for the public schools, Philadelphia back then. Good old Civic Center. So Simon Gratz and Chester, the Sweet 16 6A PIAA State Tournament. Chester High playing with very heavy hearts here tonight.
Just to add on to that, I mean, obviously a sad day yesterday for Chester High, for members of their team. Do you want to go over that, David? You want to discuss it a little bit or no?
Well, there was a shooting.
Okay.
And hopefully we can get Andre Moore, the athletic director from Chester, at halftime. He talked to me, guys, a little bit earlier today. He'd like to his thoughts on,
sure,
you know, people blowing. Well, it's really not being blown out of proportion, but it can be a danger zone, Chester, and some other places around the country, including Pennsylvania. So shooting, there were two fatalities. One of the following a pickup basketball game. I believe, yeah, it was. That's what it said in the paper. And unfortunately, taking the life of one of the Chester Clippers, sophomore and good football player, too, number 35, Edward Harmon. And then another young man for Chester. He's in stable condition right now. So just it's amazing they're playing this game here today. I thought they were going to wait a day because they did it for some other 6A boys basketball teams. They waited a day because of that, whatever that flu, coronavirus,
right,
sorry.
Right.
But anyway, Chester said, hey, we're just going to come out and play basketball. That's what Ed would want. And we're going to play Simon Gratz. And, you know, here it is. We're getting it on here. I don't know what else to say, guys, but
I think it says it. Life goes on in a lot of directions, and it is sad. And I think we should probably, you know, if Andrew wants to come on, you know, at halftime and talk to us, that'd be fine. But I think in the meantime, to a playoff basketball game.
No doubt. And obviously our condolences go out to the families involved with that, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
And just playing this game, like you said, Michael, it is a chance to get your mind cleared out and sort of, you know, think about other things. In the world we live in today with the coronavirus, and I feel like every couple hours you hear a different shoe drop with the virus issue. There are no fans. There are no sports in the Ivy League.
Right.
There's no trips. You know, a lot of these things are going, you know, going. It's moving so fast, I guess. It's so crazy in this year 2020 how fast these things move. And fortunately, tonight for the next hour or so, we can get to watch some great high school state playoff action with Chester and with Simon Gratz. Wanted to quickly focus on Simon Gratz's team. They were down 16 points last game to Garnet Valley, a team we've seen before in the Central League. And they came back in the game. A couple things that struck me. One, they only made 2 out of 19 three-pointers. Hard to come back in from a big deficit, only shooting 2 for 19 from three-point land. But obviously, they're so quick. The Coach Brown of Corner Valley said they look quick on tape, but they're even quicker in person. And they simply are going to be all over the place. This is going to be a great battle tonight, speed versus speed. Simon Gratz, from what I see, Yasir Stover is averaging over 17 points a game and has made 36 threes. The next leading shooter for them, Andrew, only 10 three-pointers.
Wow.
So they're going to get their points in transition. They're going to attack the rim all night long. They have their senior heavy. Their top five player scores are all seniors, David. So they've been here and done this before. They're not going to be, you know, phased by the Chester mystique. On the flip side, let's see how Chester comes out. A lot of times I've seen teams come out with heavy hearts a couple different ways. You can come out with just flying around the court all over the place and let it sort of spur you on and use their memories to raise your game. You also could come out flat. It's been a really emotional time for the team, and who knows how they come out of this thing, and we're going to notice it, and it could ebb and flow. You can see a great 3 or 4 minute stretch, and then maybe they go into a funk. So we'll see how well, you know, Coach Taylor can keep the guys together and get an effort for 32 minutes. They're going to need one to beat Simon Gratz.
Yeah, no question about it. This is a rematch, by the way, of the 2007. It was a state semifinal back then. 13 years ago, Chester and Gratz went at it up in Norristown against state semis. Chester pulled it out 68-60. Our buddy Karan Burton, one of the greatest ever to come out of Chester High, 35 points in that game. The Philadelphia Public Schools became members of the PIAA 2004-2005. They've done pretty good, especially at the charter schools like Imhotep, Math, Civics, and Science are considered, and Sankofa, along with a former Vaux for a couple of years. They are considered public schools, but really it's been the Philadelphia Catholic schools that have caused a lot of damage. But, you know, and the public schools, they've held their own, Mark.
Most of the time, probably in the smaller classifications. I would say the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, especially.
Yeah.
Those teams of Civics and Science and Constitution, that they've won the small levels a lot.
The Constitution's, yeah, exactly. Rob Moore, and they're still active here tonight. It happens, though. There are some Catholic League teams that do lose to public schools. We had the other day Speedy Mars, his final game, and you saw.
He sat on the bench after.
You saw history. So they're not the greatest of Philadelphia Catholic League schools, but they got that done that day. Reading fanatical fan base, obviously.
Yep.
And the winner of this game will take on either Reading or Freedom. It's J.R. Dipro's in the house. A lot of celebrities in the house here tonight. And the so there you go, guys. I tell you, we're still about 7 minutes away from the opening tip. It's Chester Simon Gratz here at a legendary facility, Cardinal O'Hara. I love the athletic director, and why am I blank on
it? Bob Adams.
Very high energy, and it's great that these schools are. In Delco, we only have Bonner hosting.
Yeah, not many.
And Marple used to.
Well, and if PI is having trouble getting hosts with the current coronavirus problem.
Yeah, Lower Merion game is postponed to tomorrow, and that's still, they don't even know where
that was right. Supposed to. That was originally scheduled tomorrow at the Geigo Complex, but that got, they nixed that idea after it was announced.
And Mount Lebanon, they might just forfeit.
But they're scheduled to play Cheltenham tomorrow.
We'll see.
We'll see what Mount Lebanon does there, whether or not they actually play that game or Cheltenham.
I think overall, all
gets
the stuff
to the quarterfinals.
You would think that there would be a little more unified, and I think it's even weird. Like in the college ranks, some conferences are choosing to have no fans. Some are, and I think that causes confusion to everybody. Like in the morning, March Madness starts next week. To me, it's either got to be all or none. And in these games,
already announced for the tournament that there's not going to be any fans at either the men's or women's.
Which is fine, but I guess
for college,
like even for high school that we cover, the high school brand, it's tough to say, oh, they're not going to play in that facility, and that one team's not going to play. They kind of should make it across the board. This is what we're going to do. I mean, this gym's pretty packed, David. Look at it already. So,
yeah. You
know, I know in California they said, if you have more than 250 people, you're going to be dispersed. So they don't want all those people together at one time. Well, my guess is we have more than 250 people here now.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
Easily about 500 to 700. So.
Well, in the local area here, the
the arenas, they said, for 5,000 people. That most probably for an NBA or...
This is going to be a very fluid, changing situation for all of us, I'm sure. But the bottom line is, you know, when you got millions of dollars in contract for TV rights, it makes it a little bit easier to say, we'll forego the gate receipts. When you're the PIAA, you know, they may have some money coming to them when the finals come up, but until that point, this is revenue for them, and the schools are here. So it's got to be a tough situation all the way around. And, of course, you know, to expect a bunch of high school kids to play with nobody in the stands, that's a tough ask.
Well, it's a tough ask, and it's, you know, different than the situation tonight, but, you know, some teams feed off that energy. Some teams, you know, love to have the energy. And I think especially the underdogs, if you're the underdog in that 5-12 game or that 4-13 game, you want to sort of, because, you know, most of those are at neutral sites, a little closer to the home team, but neutral. And guess what? The crowd sort of gets behind you and starts, you know, you start feeding on that. Well, now guess what? There's no home crowd for the 5-12 and the 4-13 game. So I'd be interested to see if these top-seeded teams in March Madness get to sort of move on. And, you know, and you basically got to charge yourself up, if it makes sense. Kind of like tonight with Chester. They got to sort of, guess what? Pump each other up and say, guess what? We got to sort of focus on a task at hand, which is taking on a very, very talented Simon Gratz team.
Yeah, who knocked off Roman Catholic a couple of weeks ago in the city championship game. We will take a break. It's the pregame show. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, and the rest of the gang. Cardinal O'Hara High School, the Sweet 16 PIAA State Tournament. Chester and Gratz from Philly on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Oh, where's Dave? Has disappeared.
Dave ran to get the starters.
Oh, okay. I'm sitting here waiting for Dave to come back on. All right, Pete, it looks like to me like this is going to be a heavy-duty track meet between these two teams. They're both very quick. They both like to run up and down the court. Both of them have decent size, although Gratz looks bigger to me.
Well, they have a 6'9" center there, Dwayne Satchel. You know, he's a senior. I'm sure he'll get some playing time. And then they have 6'5", 6'6" power forwards plus that. So they definitely have size. And we'll see how good they are underneath. We've never seen Simon Gratz play. We've seen many of Chester games.
Right.
And I think Chester, the way it just looks to me, they got to run tonight. They got to run. I think if they try to set up down low, I think Simon Gratz, with their size, might have the advantage there. But what do you think there, Mark?
I think you're on it. I think it's going to be an up-and-down track meet.
Yeah.
You know, we always say when we play teams like this, you can't simulate their size or their speed. This is the rare game where both teams are so quick. And I know when Coach Brown said to Brett Garnett, saying their hands were so quick. Some of their guards there are like lightning quick. Well, Chester has lightning quick guards as well. So, you know, usually I put a number on it. I mean, I think today's game could be in the 60s.
Usually
I say first team to 30 wins. We did the Central League title games and first team to 40 wins. This game maybe will be in the 30s at halftime. I think both teams want to get up and down the floor. The size does look a little bit the favor. Simon Gratz, we'll see how much they punch it in. But Chester plays pretty good defense. So I'm not sure that they're going to be in awe of a kid, you know, 3 or 4 inches bigger than them.
Well, if they can shoot from outside the key and make those shots count, then, you know, the size in the inside doesn't make nearly as much difference. If they have trouble making those shots and they have to drive, that's going to be a real problem.
We're going to actually have a moment of silence here shortly, guys. Talk to the public address announcer here. He's fired up. Mr. Market. And it's Chester and Gratz. You talk about two programs that have unbelievable boys high school basketball histories. And we'll see how it turns out here tonight. It is an elimination game, state tournament. You lose, you are done for the season.
Yep, go home.
And we got a lot of cameras over there, Mark. It looks like a lot of extra press.
Yep.
TV stations.
I saw ABC over there earlier, yep.
Focusing on the Clippers.
And it's pretty neat. The Mastery North team is still here. The girls' team is right in the corner here,
right,
waiting for the moment of silence.
So here we go. Public address announcer. First, though, talking about the Chester community.
Experienced a tragic loss yesterday in a shooting incident where three members of the Chester High School family were victims. Losing their lives for sophomore number 35, Edward Harmon, and Tavon Avery. And currently number 40, sophomore Jameer Clark, is hospitalized due to his injuries in this incident. We ask that you now observe a moment of silence as we remember the victims of this tragic shooting in Chester.
There's our moment of silence here. Not sure if we're going to do the national anthem or starting lineups, but I do have the starting lineups, gentlemen. A special presentation here. Andre Moore, the athletic director for Chester High. And family members. I believe Leonard Stewart's coming out there from Simon Gratz, the head coach, class act. Looks like he could still play some ball. And the whole Chester High basketball team, the coaches, a lot of press out there, a lot of media here. Cardinal O'Hara High School getting ready for Chester High against Simon Gratz. This is just an incredible moment here. It's very surreal.
I agree.
And, oh, man, this is nice. The girls from Mastery Charter are coming out. And what is it, the padding, yeah, and just showing some love for each player and coach for Chester High. Mastery Charter located in North Philly. Girls basketball team.
Very classy.
I've never seen anything like this before.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw anything like this was football field after 9/11.
Incredible. And
tough way to start a ball game.
Yeah, the photographers, the news media. I see Tim Hudson's here in his from Chester doing his thing with the photographs. Standing ovation from the crowd here. Cardinal O'Hara in Springfield. There's Keith Wood out there. Keith was the grandfather of Ed Harmon.
Right.
Keith, one of the greatest basketball players ever to come through Chester High, 89 grad. Remember the 89 PIAA state championship team. There he is, Keith Wood. And got the Delco time. We got the Harry Chaikins in the house here covering the game, mm-hmm, and Terry Tuohy, two of the longest sports writers. So, Keith Wood, he played for Chester 86, 7, 8, 9. One of the best. Very sad moment.
So, okay, starting lineup looks like.
Yeah, starting lineups. Simon Gratz, Bulldogs, 24-5. Gratz is the home team. Leonard Stewart, head coach, year number 5. And Chester visiting team. Chester 23-4, District 1 in the state playoffs 48 times historically. It's unbelievable. Keith Taylor, head coach, 63-20. Sportsmanship announcement here. We'll go to Gratz here. Get the starting lineups here. Number one, a senior. He's 5'11", Ed Harris. Number three, senior, Yasir Roll. Number five, 6'1", senior, Yasir Stover. 6'4", senior, number 10, Keon Gordon. Dwayne Satchel, 6'9", senior, number 30. For Chester, number one, Fareed Burton Jr., 5'11", junior. But
looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their brand of products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
National anthem here, Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield. It's Chester and Simon Gratz, boys basketball, Sweet 16 winner goes to the state quarterfinals. And Mark, you just pointed it out, they have the jerseys of the two young men affected by the shootings yesterday. One unfortunately lost his life, one in serious stable condition, and they have their jerseys over there, Mark. It was you caught it.
You said the word surreal. I've never seen something like this in my life so soon after the news happened, really. You mentioned that they postponed some games, but they wouldn't postpone this a day or two. Kind of odd.
Yes, I don't know where that decision comes from or not. I would imagine PIAA would have had to
offer.
And Kratz wouldn't have any problem with that because, again, they come from they call it the Badlands, up near, Connie Mack Stadium, where Connie Mack Stadium used to be, 21st and Lehigh. And the Clippers coming off a nice win down at Oxford as they beat the Canaries from William Allen High School.
Obviously a heavily slanted crowd towards Chester. We're only a few miles away.
So again for Chester, Fareed Burton, Rami Gilbert, Akeem Taylor, Zamir Carroll, Terrell Watkins, Gratz, Ed Harris, Yasir Roll, Yasir Stover, Keon Gordon, and Dwayne Satchel. Tremendous job, Leonard Stewart, with this program. Because it's not easy. A lot of the Philadelphia public schools, the old school public schools, have lost a lot of kids to the charter schools in Philly and also the Philadelphia Catholic League. Thank you for the plug, Mr. Announcer. And Gratz has white uniforms with the black and orange trim. Chester, black, orange, and white trim.
They look like the mirror images of each other, really. The uniforms are very similar, except the one's in white, one's in black. Yep.
Both have historic gymnasiums also. Been to both. The jump between Satchel, Gratz, Watkins, Chester will move right to left. Gratz left to right. Tap control by the Clippers. Akeem Taylor spins in the lane out to Gilbert. Rami drives. Shot blocked by Satchel and taken by Gratz. Simon Gratz. Ed Harris across the timeline. Gets it now top of the key. Gordon. Far side roll. Roll between the circles. Gordon, man-to-man defense. You would expect it's going to be a track meet.
Yep.
Pick set. Looking for the give and go. Now top of the key. Long, long three. Back to the rim. No good. Fired up by Stover. That's Watkins, the rebound for Chester. Watkins to Gilbert. Gilbert, left side, Burton to Watkins. Short shot is good by Carell Watkins. 6'4 junior. My pick for the Delaware County Boys Basketball Player of the Year. Here comes Gratz back. Left wing corner, three ball is no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Gratz.
I didn't see it that way, but okay.
I agree. But again, first minute, first two shots from Gratz, both three balls. A little pressure here, Dave. 1-3-1,
yeah.
Three-quarter court.
I like it. Chester breaks it easily. Spinning is Taylor up. No good. Tap Taylor, no. And the rebound taken by Gratz. Behind the back dribble. Stover flips to his teammate, then back. Good ball movement there. Near side Harris. They bring it out high now in front of us. We're right at midcourt here. Cardinal O'Hara High School. Boy, they had a good year in boys' hoops. Between the circles now, Keon Gordon. 6:28 to go, first quarter, 2-0 Chester. A lot of emotion in this gym. Three ball up, back of the rim, no good. Chester the rebound, and Akeem Taylor, that missed by Harris. Akeem across the timeline, looking down low, ball knocked away and stolen by Gratz. Turnover, here's Gordon. Gordon to his pocket rocket. Ed Harris guard down low, layup is no good. Another rebound, Chester, and Akeem Taylor.
Up and down we go.
Here's Gilbert. Now Taylor for three. Up. Got it.
Uh-oh.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Akeem Taylor gives Chester a 5-0 lead. 5:44 to go, first quarter. Sweet 16. Winner goes to the state quarterfinals Saturday. Back comes Ed Harris. Far side roll. Roll guarded by Gilbert. Top of the key, Satchel. Near side, Stover. Stover, right elbow. Wing, Harris. Left of the key, Gordon to the basket. Lay it up and in. Keon Gordon.
Uh-oh. Send it in.
And a two-handed jam up the court by Akeem Taylor.
Threw right over the top of the 1-3-1 press.
Uncle Keith is the head coach. Father Akeem, member of the 2000. Jameer Nelson, the Naeem Scott Chester State Championship team. Pick set. Here comes Gratz to the basket. Off the glass, no. Put back is good by the big fella. 6'9" senior, Dwayne Satchel.
Same pass. Same pass out.
Out of bounds off of Taylor. Coming into the game for Gratz now is number 33, Ross Carter. He's a 6'5" senior.
Coach Stewart wasn't happy with Dwayne Satchel. He got caught up too high in the last one. They threw right over the top, and Akeem Taylor set it in.
4:43 to go. First quarter. Cardinal O'Hara High School. Chester and Gratz. Simon Gratz with the ball. Three ball straight away. Again, back of the rim, no good. Watkins the rebound for Chester High. He comes back across the timeline. Between the circles now, Burton, Fareed, Burton Jr. 5'11 senior.
2-3 zone, David.
Mixing it up here. Right at the key, Taylor. Right wing corner. Pull-up jumper is no good by Zamir Carroll. Rebound to Gratz. Head of the pass. Alley-oop jam. Pass by Stover to Ross Carter. That's big time right there.
That's the rare transition alley-oop for a dunk.
That was pretty awesome.
Yes, it was.
That's old-school Simon Gratz basketball. Fareed loses the ball. Ahead of the pack now to Stover. Lay it up and in. Yasir Stover. And Chester coming back. Watkins pull up jumper.
Here we
got
go.
It. Carell Watkins.
Up and down we go, Dave. There's not much to this.
No, a lot of history.
Now we got Chester on top 9-8 right now.
Gratz with the rock. 3:24 to go. First quarter. Cardinal O'Hara. Packhouse, almost a steal by Gilbert, but taken by Gratz. Near wing, Harris. Harris behind the back dribble. 9-8 Chester. Good defense by Chester. Top of the key, Stover. Drives to the basket, off the glass, no. Rebound to Burton. Fareed comes back. Pass underneath is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs of Simon Gratz. This is like memories of the old days,
baby. This is fun to watch. Fareed Burton's defense that last time down was fantastic. Harris tried to shake him about five different times. Couldn't get by him.
Watkins, 15-footer left side, too strong. Rebound taken by Gratz. Stover. Stover to Harris. Far side, Gordon. Now Harris right of the key. Harris penetrates, looks sort of like a miniature alley-oop. Right side, driving underneath, good dish. Misses the dunk, though. Missing the dunk. Watkins in the backcourt.
Oh.
And he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to be a little bit too fast here, but it's a run-and-gun ball, baby.
But down there, Ross Carter tried the flush one from like 5 feet away and didn't quite get on top of the rim. And it bounced off the back.
Problem is, when you're moving this quick, you can't control the ball. That's what they're discovering.
And maybe get a little bit closer to dunk it.
It is great to see Simon Gratz really relative again, man. That program was unreal back in the Franklin Learning Center. 2:24 to go first quarter. Chester by one. Gratz with the rock. Ed Harris pass. He throws the ball away.
Well, it's funny. They let him play a little bit here, Dave. Coach Stewart's asking for a hand check. All year long, when you put two hands on someone, it was a foul. So far, through 6 minutes, zero team fouls.
Yeah, but there could have been some.
Of course there could be. So they say two hands on you is an automatic. You don't need to gain an advantage. Two hands should be an automatic foul.
Yes.
So Coach Stewart's saying it's getting a little physical here. But Gratz is back in their 2-3 zone.
Near side, Akeem, left wing corner to Carroll. Carroll down low for Taylor. Short shot, no tap. Watkins, no. Satchel, the rebound. Dwayne Satchel. Boy, I want to say Satchel Page.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a Dwayne Satchel.
Don't look behind you.
Yeah, 1:53 to go. Yeah, I'm telling you. We're in the first quarter. Good start to this, baby. Ed Harris between the circles straight away. Dribbling to the right side.
Wide
Harris.
Open.
Pass looking for Satchel out of bounds.
Kind of funny. We started slow the first 2 minutes. The last minute and a half or so has been pretty slow. But those 3 minutes in between was up and down the floor.
Yeah.
Andrew's fingers are bleeding. Trying to keep track.
Yeah, really. Chester comes back. Buck and a half to go. Moving right to left. First quarter.
Gratz has abandoned the press now. Just straight 2-3 zone.
Between the circles. Right side, Taylor. Taylor, right wing corner, Gilbert. Down low for Watkins. Up, no. Tap, no. Rebound is taken by Satchel. To his point guard, Harris. Up to the court, layup. Yes, he's on. You can just tell it's Philly versus Chester here, and it's awesome.
But Stover went to his left hand there from the right side. He was flying in. I think he would have got a blocked right hand with the left hand.
Taylor, three ball, no good offensive rebound to Gilbert for Chester. And good defense. Look at Leonard Stewart over there. He's fired up. It took a while to get the program back. You got to keep the kids, even the public schools in Philly.
Sure.
They're technically a boundary school.
I'm not so sure that ball went off Chester's foot, by the way.
Back to Gratz.
A little bit of a makeup call for the one earlier down here.
I agree.
46 seconds to go in the first quarter. Gratz with the rock. Ed Harris between the circles. Right of the key, Gordon. Now to Harris. Harris dribbling around. Right block, Satchel. Satchel guarded by Watkins. Good job, Watkins. Turnaround jumper is good.
Made the shot anyway.
That's hand-to-hand combat down there, kids.
Good defense, baby. Keen Taylor. Here's Fareed Burton. Fareed loses the ball, picks it back up. Dipsy-doo shot, no good. And there's Satchel again, the rebound. Gratz comes back 12 seconds ago in the quarter. Underneath floater, no, our first foul of the game.
I was going to say it.
It's going to be on the floor, I do believe. It's against Chester. 9.4 seconds to go.
I thought we had a travel here or a jump ball down here and a couple fouls earlier.
Yes.
Nothing.
Not many fans here from Gratz, but obviously very, very vocal from North
7-6.
Philly. Harris, right wing corner, three ball, skims the rim, no good, and that's going to be it. We go to the second quarter. It's the Simon Gratz Bulldogs from the Philadelphia Public League 12, the Chester High Clippers, District 1, Delaware County, Del Val 9, 12-9 Gratz, DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here, ladies and gentlemen, to Cardinal O'Hara High School District. We're in District 12, actually. It's in Springfield, Delaware County, and it is 12-9 Gratz over Chester when we get ready for the second quarter, Sweet 16 6A. We have Cardinal O'Hara had one heck of a yo. Pete, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead, my man.
Just got a couple of stats here. 5-2 in favor of turnovers for Chester. Rebounds are 7 Chester and 8 for Simon Gratz.
Pretty even.
Quick shooting numbers. Both one team, 4 for 12. Chester, 33%. Gratz, 5 for 15, 33%. Points in the paint. Gratz has 10 points in the paint. Chester, 2. Chester now in his zone.
You don't see that very often. Simon Gratz, alma mater of Rashid Wallace. 3 ball left wing corner, partially blocked, and offensive rebound. Great athleticism there by...
He got undercut.
Who was that checking into the game? Number 30...
33. It's Ross Carter.
Yes. What an athlete he is. NBA 3, they're really struggling from the outside. Gratz, rebound Chester. Clippers down by 3.
0 for 7 from 3-point land, Gratz.
There's a steal. Quick as a cat, all the way to the basket. Lay it up and in. Ed Harris.
So Chester's going to be much more careful with the ball. They're going to try to win this game.
You mentioned that in live ball turnovers. They've scored off it almost every time.
Yeah, you beat Roman Catholic, you got to be tough. Chester.
Another one.
Another steal. Coming back is Rose.
Double dribble.
The ball picks it up and scores underneath.
Great.
Here, Rose.
Great presence on the ball, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they're picking it up now.
Oh.
And
another steal.
Head of the pack. Roll, drives, no, but a foul. 2 free throws. And, boy, Gratz smelling blood right now.
This
man.
Would be
and
a
so
good.
So are their fans.
I would call timeout if I was Chester's coach. At least gets down.
They haven't got a shot off this quarter yet. And they're
6:40.
Well, they've turned the ball over 3 times.
I'm saying maybe down 6-0 this quarter without a shot attempt.
Chester has 8 turnovers.
That's crazy.
Yasir Roll at the line shooting 2. Averages 10 a game. Free throw is good.
My initial thrust to go back to the last game. How the heck did Gorner Valley have a 31-15 lead on this team?
Yes.
Hard to believe. You know, again,
well, if they were trying all that 3-point shots of missing like this.
And they were up for 7. I think Chester's got to stay in their zone and hope they shoot 3 balls and just take care of the ball and get a shot off.
Yeah. Misses. Second. Chester. Rebound. Watkins. 6.5 to go. Second quarter from Cardinal O'Hara High School. Second round PIAA State Tournament 6A timeout Chester. 6.5 to go. 17-9 Simon Gratz over the Chester High Clippers in the state tournament on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, welcome back here. We're at Cardinal O'Hara High School, home of the Cardinal O'Hara. Really good, great girls basketball program historically. And the boys had a record-setting year this year with wins. First most league wins since 2001, the Buddy Gardler days. And they were led by 4 Chester kids. O'Hara,
wow.
Anthony Purnell, Jameel Burton, Adrian Irving, and Trey Dinkins. So they got this whole community fired up, and they play a different style of basketball. It's a lot of run and gun. But they didn't even make the state tournament. They got knocked out early in the Philadelphia Catholic League tournament, Cardinal O'Hara. Chester with the ball following that timeout, trailing 17-9. 9-0 run, as you said, for Gratz Public League. And they're going to make Chester shoot the ball also.
And they should, but I think Coach Hill wants them to sort of do a little less dribbling. Last 2 turnovers were on dribbles near these fast hands. They get picked.
And a travel, I believe, on Watkins.
Is that number 10, Pete, or number 9?
Number 9.
Number 9.
So we played we've played less than 10 minutes and they have 9. They're on pace for almost 30 turnovers, Dave.
That's not good.
I've never seen it before.
Well, Bonner's game last night, it was a battle of... They played Valley View, and Valley View was battling all game to get more points than turnovers.
That was good for Bonner. They're tough. Down low, good give and go. Layup is in and out. Offensive rebound, yes. And a foul. The basket is by Orande Ali for Gratz.
Another senior, by the way.
Yep.
They really have a lot of seniors, Gratz. Guess what? I love it. I mean, when they punch the ball inside versus Manor's owner, they run in transition and get the ball in the paint. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got them down for 16 points in the paint now. 16 points.
Free throw up and good. Orande, O-R-A-N-D-E, Ali.
Guess what? I think this is danger time for Chester. I mean, Gratz is going, getting ready for a little bit of a knockout.
Got a great team.
They're staying with a 2-3 zone. Look at it.
20-9. 11-point deficit faced by the Clippers. Look at that move by Watkins off the glass for two. Big-time player. Division I talent, 20-11.
Took away at Satchel. Took away at the big man.
5:30 to go. He's good, Satchel, but he's not as good as he's, you know, with Andrew Carr.
Sure.
Mathakin. Woodward down low. Lays it up and in.
Yeah, take that, Dave Furman.
Yeah, I know. He didn't like that comment. Did 6'9" Dwayne Satchel.
Andrew Carr is actually here in attendance tonight.
There you go. Well, they pulled it out at the buzzer last night. Up and good for Chester's Zamir Carroll.
But guess what? They went right in the paint again. Right, they went right in Satchel's face, incredibly. They went in the lane. They went in the lane.
Three ball, right wing corner, up, in, and out. That was fired up by Stover. Chester down by 9. Here's Fareed Burton to the basket. No, wants a foul. Not going to get it.
Not tonight.
And... Chester has not. Oh, wait a minute. Chester, how many fouls? I'm a little confused.
Three for
here.
Chester.
Yeah, three for Chester. None for Gratz.
They're setting a state record, Gratz.
Even though Gratz has the white uniforms. Off the glass for two. Yasir Stover.
Hand in his face. Hand in. You know how he got that shot off? I have no idea.
That's the 20th point in the paint. Good Lord.
Watkins goes to the basket. Blocked by Satchel. Picked up by Burton. Blocked by Satchel. And then they call a foul.
And the Gratz fans are not happy. They thought it was all ball. And it looked like it from here.
It was all ball, no doubt.
First on Satchel. First team foul.
All right.
Gratz, 4:19 to go, second quarter, 24-13. The legendary Simon Gratz Bulldogs.
I was at a game, Dave, about a month ago. And they were really upset, the team. And at the time, it was 10 fouls for one team and one foul for the other team. Huh. On the first foul, there was a lot of chirping in the stand saying, well, wait a minute, it's 10-1. So that was her first foul in about 12 minutes.
It was. Amazing. We're at Cardinal O'Hara High School. And Reading, I guess Reading is playing tonight, Bethlehem Freedom, or is that tomorrow?
I'm not 100% sure. I think the only two games tomorrow that are being played at the 6A level are Lower Marion and...
Wilson-Westlawn.
Who knows
where that's going to be.
Cheltenham against...
Yeah, Lower Marion.
No,
not Lower Marion. Free throw. Burton makes one of two. Knocked out of bounds. Goes with Gratz.
Well, yeah, he went over the back. It was a foul.
Yeah, Cheltenham-Mount Lebanon.
Yeah, Mount Lebanon it. And Cheltenham and Wilson-Westlawn against Lower Marion are the two games being played tomorrow.
Can we get someone to write this down for us, actually?
6'7" junior Shaquan Horsey into the game for Chester. Also in, number 11, Fahim Berry, who's a senior. Gratz back with a 10-point lead. 4:11 to go, second quarter from O'Hara. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, and the crew. Harris, three ball, top of the key.
Why not?
Back of the rim, no good. Rebound is taken by Chester. Across the timeline they come. These are really good guards here. There's another travel on Chester.
There's number 10.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers. They just remind me of the not as good as the legendary Gratz teams, but pretty gosh, you know, one of the better teams ever. Though.
If they had to play that team right now, they probably would win though. Those guys were all pretty old.
Oh yeah, Rashid though, you never know. Driving to the basket, left wing corner. They're due to make a shot. Finally,
Keon Gordon.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Chester down 27-14.
It's amazing. They're the 1 for 10. They're now 10% from the three-point line, and they're up by 13.
Chester's just got to keep hanging in there. You gotta make some shots, play some D, get on a run.
Stop dribbling.
Taylor now out to Burton. Three ball is up and good for Reed Burton.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
You know, he's only a junior, and he can't shoot the rock. Down the 10-point lead for Simon Gratz. 3:10 to go in the quarter. Pick is set. Driving. Going now down low under the basket. Looking for the reverse out of bounds. I think we're a travel. Boy, it's a very...
Well, and he was helped out by his 15 friends behind him right there for that travel call.
Yeah, yeah. The Langley boys at Chester student section. Very intense. Pulling
I think three or four of them were actually on the floor right there.
Yeah, and the Simon Gratz fans, not many, but... more old headish.
Oh, I would say about a third of this audience is Simon Gratz fans. It's a pretty good size, considering how far.
Great crowd. Unbelievable crowd.
Not an empty seat.
Down low. Carroll drives off the glass for two. Zamir Carroll. Chester down by 8, 27-19.
It's funny. The zone's active up top, but not so much down low. They can get their shots in the paint anytime they want it.
Ed Harris back. Down low, Satchel. People thought he walked. Misses the shot. Rebound, Chester. Here they come back, and you cannot be doing that. They're just too quick. Turnover. Coming to the basket. Up. No. Rebound, Carroll.
Uh-oh. They got a number.
Chester back. It's Taylor. Layup. This is the layup. Out of bounds. Last touch by...
By Gratz.
And boy, that was an easy layup.
Ed Harris went inside. He got bumped a little bit by Zamir Carroll. Yeah.
Timeout, Lennard, Stewart, and Gratz. 2:16 to go here in the second quarter. It's Simon Gratz, 27, Chester High, 19. The state tournament on DelcoHoops.com.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
2:16 to go in the second quarter. 27-19 is your score. In favor of Simon Gratz, the legendary Chester High cheerleaders doing their thing out there. Always good, Mark. I know you had that picture in your archives and got with them a few years ago. First time you saw them, was that the first time ever?
No, I've seen them many times, but my co-coach, Reverend Howard Childs, is a big fan. And one day we played the girls there about 6 or 7 years ago, and I was in a huddle trying to diagram a play or two. I said, Howard, what do you think? Howard was not following the huddle. He's fixated on the... young ladies doing their thing at midcourt.
Right.
Howard was locked in, but just not on the huddle.
So it's Chester ball down by 8. Lenny Camacho into the game. There's Fareed. Now to Berry. Three ball. Rims out. No good. Ball on the floor. Watkins picks it up.
What?
Ball on the floor still picked up by Gratz. And they battle for the ball. Possession arrow with Chester on the tie-up.
He kicked the ball. I'm fairly certain it's illegal to kick the ball.
I missed that. I saw the loose ball. Who kicked it?
The Gratz kicked it. It should have been Chester ball anyway, and they got it back. Ball don't lie.
Like a soccer kick. Okay.
Pete knows. Ball don't lie. They got it back.
Burton comes out of the game. And Lenny Camacho is in there, number 22.
Camacho.
Yeah, exactly. Chester can cut further into this deficit. Quick as cat guard. They remind me of those young guards I saw at Archbishop Ryan last night.
Whew.
Three ball is up and wide to the right by Gilbert. Head of the pack. All the way to the basket. Lay it up and in by Stover. Stover can fly. It's a 10-point lead.
Air ball three. It's like a turnover.
Berry, he can shoot. You've seen him before. Air ball three. Berry, left side, cross court pass. That is Gilbert. Gets it out to Camacho. Gilbert down low. Pass. Watkins loses the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Gratz. 1:15 to go in the second
quarter.
You've
got to watch around this team. You dribble too much around this team, they're going to steal it off you. If you overpass the ball, they're going to get it off you.
Chester's body language is indicating some frustration with what's going on here.
They're good here.
Watkins down low. Shot is blocked. Out high to Berry. Berry right side, Gilbert, and he's called for a travel.
Turnover number what? 12?
11.
11 for Chester. 108 to go. Second quarter, 29-19. These guards are tough, man. And they're a senior-oriented team. Bulldogs of Simon Gratz. Minute to go. This is Yasir Roll. And a push foul. That'll be number four on Chester, on Gilbert. There you go. A lot of passion. It's been a while since Gratz, you know, made a run.
They need a friend. He's about two feet from you.
State quarterfinals. They went as deep in 2016 state quarterfinals. Gratz lost to Plymouth White Marsh 52-43. 55 seconds to go in the first half. In the backcourt, Ed Harris.
They can't pressure these guards, Dave.
Burton. Harris gets it back. Dribbling, pass down low, fouled, going to the basket. It's going to be on Lenny Camacho, his first. And going to the line is going to be number 33, Ross Carter, 6'5 senior, averages 12 points a game. Off the bench. Up, in and out, no good.
So it's fascinating. They have 22 points in the paint. Rats. I mean, they're running transition. When they're running their sets, they're punching in the lane at will almost. 1 for 10 beyond the arc. The only thing that's keeping Chester in the game is they missed 9 3-pointers, Dave.
Misses both. Offensive rebound. Gordon, and he gets it out. Gratz has enough patience here. Very good guards. Philadelphia Public League basketball. Old school. Simon Gratz underneath, missing the shot. Tap, no good. Offensive rebound. Carter again, no good. Chester the rebound. They pulled it out with 26 seconds to go. It is Burton. Pass underneath. Knocked away. Uh-oh. Taken ahead of the pack. Watch out.
See ya.
Give and go. Carter comes back. Shot from behind by Taylor. 14 seconds to go. Chester comes back. They need a three ball. That'd be really nice if he can make it. Misses it in and out. They better get back on defense. Here they come again. 3-on-1. 5 seconds to go. Alley-oop. Lay it up and in. Ross Carter. Harlem Globetrotters, baby. And we go to halftime, and your score is Simon Gratz 31 and Chester 19. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, the state tournament on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And we're back at halftime where the score is Chester 19 and Simon Gratz is 31 points. It's been a heck of a half. It feels a whole lot closer than it sounds right now, but it's been tough for Chester's really got some issues in this game. Pete, what do you got?
Yeah, Mike, I got a couple of stats that might tell you why there's a 12-point Simon Gratz lead. The Chester Clippers have 13 rebounds, but Simon Gratz has 18 rebounds. Dwayne Satchel has 5 of those 18 rebounds. They out-rebounded them by 18 to 13. But the telling stat that I see in front of me is the turnovers. Chester, in the first half, turned the ball over 11 times. Simon Gratz, 3 times. 8 more turnovers will get you 10, 12 points down. And that's what they are right now. 31 to 19, Simon Gratz over Chester.
And Mark, do you have any idea how many of those turnovers resulted in 2 points? Because you were talking about they were scoring in the paint.
You know what? I kept track of it slightly. And I call that easy points, where you score off an easy live ball turnover or an easy bucket. Chester had 2 or 4 points max, which they usually excel at that. They get easy. Right. I call it easy points.
Because they're usually faster than the team.
Of course, and the speed of Gratz is greater. I guess that's, I'm looking at the numbers, 16 to 4, which means, you know, they have 16 points on the runouts. The alley-oop dunks, the easy layups, the steals, the turnovers. That one run early in the second quarter was probably 6-0 or 8-0, and all that was easy buckets where Gratz didn't have to do anything.
In that little period you're talking about, there was 4 turnovers within 90 seconds, and they all turned into 2 points down the other end.
It's a fascinating game to watch. A couple quick numbers. 8 for 24, Chester is. They're 33% from 3-point land, 2 for 6, and 33% inside the 3-point line. Gratz from 2-point land, 13 out of 23. Crazy good number. 23 shots they took, 2-point shots there, in 16 minutes. You're talking about about 1.5 shots per minute. That's fantastic. But they're only 1 for 10 from 3-point line. So it's kind of funny. Like the Garnet game, they won, and they shot 2 for 19. So if you're looking at it, they're 3 for the last 29 beyond the arc, Gratz.
Well,
I guess they do it because they give it to them, and they well, you know, everyone wants to be a shooter, I guess.
Well, I think they'll come away and say, look, if we can make this shot 4 times, and as dominant as they are in the quick turnovers and are making the points, you know, I can see where they say, look, we're going to play this both ways. Eventually, we may start hitting these 3 points, and when we do, you know, then the fact that we're doing these fast breaks and getting down there.
That would, but again, it's sort of like, to me, the analytics of it all, though, they only have one player with more than 10 threes. And that's Yasir Stover. He has 36 threes this year, a little more than one a game. So they're not really, that's their stats for the whole entire year.
Well, considering where they played, they haven't needed the 3 points.
Well, maybe not, but I'm saying that's a very, 10 3-pointers is not much for the boys' game for an entire year for 28 games. You're making one every 3 games. So Chester's got to say this. They're going to stay with their man-to-man. I don't think you can pressure those guards. The guards are too fast. I mean, I'm not going to, we watch them, what? 5 feet away from us. They're so quick, they're hard to pressure. Somehow they got to sort of pressure these guards and pack the rest of it in and hope they settle for some long shots. Gratz on their end will stay in their 2-3 zone. They're going to hope that Chester tries to attack the middle.
Yeah. Mark, I got to give up your headset because Andrew is here from Chester High School. And we're going to let him talk. This is going to have to be a quick interview because we got to go.
Our break. Halftime, it's 31-19, Gratz over Chester. Andre, size up what's going on in the community. That pregame was surreal.
It was a tremendous loss at the community. It's hard for me to even talk about it. Losing Edward, Tavon, it's rough. We're trying to deal with it as a community so that you know, we have to be there for each other, but it's hard. It's tough. It's tough for our guys to come out here, but they wanted to play. So they said that's what Edward would want, and, we let them play, but we definitely did leave it up to the student-athletes.
Yeah, and hopefully things get better. Mike, you have any...
it's just a sad situation, and I question, when we were talking about it, whether we should even bring it up, because it detracts from what we're trying to accomplish here with Chester basketball, but it is also a fact of life.
Yes.
And to not acknowledge it and not mention it would seem to be a travesty. So, you know, I'm really glad that they had the opportunity to be in the game. Obviously, it was covered by media, so that'll get out there. And I don't know what the answers are because I wouldn't be doing this if I had the answers, obviously.
Yeah, none of us do. We just got to stick together during trying times right now. And I just wanted to be known that Edward Harmon, he was a great kid, first and foremost. He was a phenomenal student in the classroom. He's an honor roll student, took honor classes. And that's what it's all about. So yep. We lost a future leader. We lost someone that was heavy in the community. He went out, and only being in the 10th grade, he did a lot of things. But we're going to miss him. But we're going to carry his legacy on. And, you know, we don't want to take away from the game, like you said.
Well,
but definitely had to mention it. And he's here with us right now.
Anything with services? Or
Just stay updated. We don't have anything on services right now. We are going to start a GoFundMe page for his family, just so we can make sure that we're taking care of them. And keep the other families in your prayers. And thank you guys very much.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for coming by, Andre.
Athletic Director Andre Moore of Chester High. We're getting ready for the third quarter. It's 31-19. The legendary Simon Gratz Bulldogs on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are
the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs.
The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day.
Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven.
PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day.
Double Decker Pizza and Media, home of the original inside-out pizza. Dine in or take out.
Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
All right, back here, O'Hara High School, Springfield. It is Simon Gratz over Chester, 31-29. Check that. I wish it was. It's Simon Gratz 31 and Chester 19. 12-point lead for the Bulldogs. Other scores from around the area at halftime. Well, actually, Newman Goretti's our area. At halftime, Newman Goretti 46, Holy Redeemer 26. Goretti favored to win their ninth PIAA state championship. In girls basketball, Archbishop Carroll beat West Scranton 55-34. And Springfield Delco lost a heartbreaker to Mechanicsburg in 5A 36-35. Son of a gun. Now we get ready for the third quarter. Gratz again up 31-19. Balanced scoring. Harris with 2 for Gratz, 3 for Roll. 8 for Stover, 5 for Gordon, 3 Ali, 6 Satchel, 4 Carter. Across the timeline, Harris at the right of the key. Gives it now to Stover, back to Harris, far side. Gratz moving right to left. Left wing corner, 3 ball up. He's got it. That'll make them, if they win this game,
another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Keon Gordon, 15-point lead for Gratz. Watkins underneath, lay it up and in. Terrell Watkins with 8.
Right in the paint, I love it. Up, full court pressure. Oh, boy.
Here they come back, 2-on-1 Gratz. Stop, the old stop and pop and hits. Yasir Roll.
We mentioned it, they're hard to pressure, guys.
Yeah, they are. This is Gilbert. Burton stops, pops, got it.
Oh my God.
What a great talent he is. He's only a junior. Clippers will have him and Carell back next
here we
year.
Go
they
again.
Break the trap again. This is Harris down low. Good passing in the middle of the lane, missing the short shot. And rebound is taken by Akeem Taylor to Gilbert. Back to Taylor. Taylor drives. Block foul is going to be called on Gratz.
That'll be, he's getting 2 shots.
I think that's only their second foul the whole game, guys. articles on this game. Delco Times tomorrow. Harry Chaykin and
Terry Toohey. I just talked to him at halftime, and what we were saying, how many times have you seen Chester play over the years? And the other team is quicker than they are. They're quicker.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen too often. Okay, maybe
you don't
never.
See it very often.
Free throw good by Akeem.
It's about a four hopper. I thought that foul was on the floor, David, didn't you?
I did.
He tucked his shoulder about 15 feet out and then kept plowing him over, and they gave him two shots.
Akeem's a senior for Chester. Zamir Carroll, senior. Berry's a senior. Up. Does not fall. Rebound. Gratz's Satchel to roll into the lane. Loses the ball to Harris, right of the key. These are grizzled players, too. They got some muscles on them. They're short in stature, these Gratz guards. They got some muscles and quick as cats. And a block foul on Taylor. And, you know, North Philly, man, playing ball in Philly, you got to be quick, man.
And Harris is telling him, he's talking to him, Akeem Taylor.
Two fouls on Akeem. 6:22 to go, third quarter. Right wing corner. Now stopping, firing, rims out. No good. Actually skimmed the rim. Chester the rebound. Down by 12. Far from over. Down low for Carroll. Spin, shot, partially blocked. Battling for that rebound. Knocked out of bounds, and last touch by Chester. So Satchel at 6'9", he is a force in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to pump him. He needs some head fakes and up fakes to get him up in the air a little bit. He doesn't move a whole lot.
Yeah, he's strong. I mean, he's built pretty good. Kind of a wide body.
Is this still Mike May we're talking about?
Yeah. Gordon.
Watch the fat jokes.
Gratz, far side, Harris. 5:51 to go, third quarter. Harris, top of the key. There's the old give and go. Satchel loses the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Chester.
It was a simple screen roll. It was pretty simple. Satchel went up there and set a screen and rolled down there, and no one guarded him.
I see Dwayne playing some. D2 team might take a chance on him.
Sure.
You know, I mean, work on him. D3, definitely. Three ball straight away is short. Battling for that rebound. Uh-oh, Watkins uh-oh. Has it. Head of the pack to Gilbert. Gilbert, nice move.
Well,
lay it up and in by Robbie Gilbert.
That was transition. That was two easy points for Chester. They need more of that.
Roll. Far side. Driving to the basket. No, but a foul. It's going to be on Chester. Driving hard to the basket is number one, Harris.
He's fearless.
Oh, he is absolutely fearless.
But this might sound crazy, but so far, when they pressure him in the first couple minutes of this quarter, Gratz does what I like to do. You break the press and you attack it right to the rim. It's going to play into Chester's hands. If they can sort of get a couple stops on a crazy shot, they'll get the ball back, you know, a lot more quickly, miss a foul shot.
Harris's game would be more dramatic at his size and his speed if they put a small cape on him.
That's funny.
Again, up. Misses both. Chester.
Well, that's like a turnover, David. Over two from the line.
They got a shot here, man. It's got to start making, you know, baskets.
Oh,
light it up.
Oh.
No good. Watkins
uh-oh.
Again follows.
Uh-oh.
10-4 Correll. Lead is 8 points.
Oh,
and
he threw it away.
Back for Chester.
That's six straight points in the paint for Chester, by the way, David.
And Leonard
six
Stort.
Points.
Yeah. Leonard Stort. Not happy. And we've got a timeout called by Gratz. 5:13 to go. Third quarter. State playoffs. 36-28. Simon Gratz over Chester on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Once again, some other scores around the PIAA state tournament. 5A girls, Archbishop Carroll beats West Scranton 55-34, and more to come as the evening progresses. Chester with the rock following that timeout. Burton between the circles, zone defense. Chester down by 8. In the Watkins, up. Rims out. No good. Rebound, Gratz. Gordon. And he gets it now to Stover. Left side, give and go. Layup blocked by Chester. Got a Satchel. Offensive rebound. No, but a foul by Carroll. That'll be, I think, two on Zamir. And He'll go to the line. Will Dwayne Satchel, 6'9", senior, shooting two. By the way, Math, Civics, and Science, AA, is blowing out their team. They have a chance. There could be a lot of Philly teams win state championships this year. Misses the first. Another free throw missed by Gratz, the Bulldog.
I have some stats here. Satchel this year. I can't be right, can it? It says 19 for 22 for him.
Again, up. Misses both rebound Taylor for Chester. Chester can cut further into this 8-point deficit. It's Burton drives and a foul. Two shots for Fareed Burton. He makes both. The lead is down to six.
Well, Kion Gordon's put his hands up. He hooked them when he went right by him. He hooked his shoulder. It was an obvious foul. But I love Chester's attitude here in the first 3 minutes. It's all attacking the rim, Dave. They're going right at the rim. And look at their points in the paint. 6-0, and they're going to go to the line for the second time.
Fareed Burton Jr., nice touch. Makes the first. 3 and a quarter, 7 for the game. I lost touch of my wife. She's around here somewhere.
She'll show up.
Yes.
I saw her at the Lamb Tavern a little bit ago.
She's excited for this game.
Yep.
And the free throw. Good.
That's 7-0-1 for Chester. Down 13. It's now 6, David.
36-30. Back comes Harris. Near side. Roll. Driving to the basket. Blocked from behind. Out of bounds. Good job there defensively. Zamir Carroll.
He did. Great take baseline drive by Gordon.
Gratz. Harris to inbound.
Carroll up and feeling rejected.
Underneath the basket. Now getting it out. Almost a steal.
Oh, wow.
And it is a foul. It looked like a clean steal from here, but
I don't know. It was a little bit of a reach in there by Fareed.
But from what we've seen the first half, it was bring a hatchet with you. I can't believe they called that.
They've been a little tighter here in this second half on what they've been calling.
You know what? And they had to. It was going to get a little bit out of control.
Yeah. But I like that they've tightened it up a little bit.
Well, Andrew, tell them that down there.
Yeah, well.
But they've tightened it up on both sides. So.
I agree.
Down
the It's not like side. What team has an advantage.
Roll. 4:19 to go, third quarter. Gratz with the ball. Lead is down to 6. Top of the key. Roll. Looks to drive to the basket. Lost it out of bounds. And back.
The crowd's back in this thing, David.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They were sleeping for a little bit. Coach Stewart wasn't happy. He might have over-penetrated a little bit there.
Boy, Lennar was a baller, wasn't he?
Whew. They're showing some pressure here. A little 1-2-2.
Across the timeline they come. It's Fareed. No, but a foul. Two shots for Fareed Burton.
But a borderline block charge call there. Guess what? Burton said, I'm going right to the rack, David. Try and stop me.
Boy, Fareed is taking control right now.
This is intriguing, by the way. And now, first half, they had no foul trouble, Michael, right?
Right.
No foul trouble? That's their fourth foul in 4 minutes. They're going to be a penalty for the whole
Chester, Chester's pressing them in, and we talked about this during previous games. Either give them the shot or give them the foul, but one way or the other, they're going to get in there.
Makes the first.
There we go.
Fareed Burton Jr. Coming back into the game, Orande Ali for Gratz in the white uniforms and the orange and black trim, and Chester black with orange white trim.
Andrew, any foul trouble for Gratz?
For Gratz, number 10, Keon Gordon has 3.
Huh.
Fareed makes both. 4-point lead, Gratz.
Gratz is very
Fans
small.
Fans going crazy.
Very small lineup for Gratz right now.
We're at O'Hara High School. Chester in the house. Unbelievable support on this emotional night.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
We dribble the ball around. Harris now to roll. Get it right up to the key. Now to Harris. Harris looks to drive. Floater in the lane.
Missed it.
Nope. Rebound.
Here we go.
Carroll to Gilbert. Gilbert comes back. Lay it up in it.
This place is going to come down, David.
I would call a timeout if I was Gratz.
3:24 to go. Third quarter, Chester down by 2, 36-34. Here comes Gratz back.
Man,
great defense, Chester. Roll, looks to drive, baseline floater. Now gets the offensive rebound, does Carter. Now stopping and popping and missing the shot. Rebound, Chester.
This is
and
crazy.
They get it to Akeem Taylor. knocked out of bounds. But, I tell you, Ed Harris is quick as heck.
This place is going, I mean, this is electric because I felt it in all these years working with you guys. The environment's crazy great. But notice, Michael and Andrew and David, Gratz is settling for these 15 and 16 foot jump shots, and Chester's going right into the yep. lane every time. Chester sort of what they wanted to do.
Around, oh my gosh. Short shot is good.
We're tied up.
Zamir Carroll.
13-0 run, David.
Yes, 2:44 to go. Third quarter, that's going to be a block foul. That's five fouls on Chester here. What a run. 2:42 to go. Four fouls on Chester.
Five.
Now it's five.
Fifth foul on Chester. Third there on Rami.
Hey, Chester is the home?
2:42
to go.
Yes,
they have Chester as the home team.
All right, Camacho comes into the game for Chester High. 5'10 junior. What a run here by the Clippers, man.
And real quick, so the two big guys are out for Gratz now. So size-wise, this very small lineup, they got to attack the rim, Gratz.
Harris against Camacho. Harris into the lane.
There it is.
Layup, no, but a foul. Two shots. Now Camacho's only a junior and working very hard to improve his game. Good job there. Where do we have? We have a foul on... That's number two on Lenny. Team foul number six on Chester.
So now, all of a sudden, Gratz is going to be shooting foul shots the last 8:33, guys.
10:33.
Right, 10:33, very good.
Ed Harris at the line, shooting two for Gratz. Up. Got it. Hit the front of the rim.
That's not Ed Harris, Dave. That's Yasir Rao.
Oh, my bad. Okay, Yasir Rao has 3 points in the quarter, six for the game. Yasir again.
That snapped the 13-0 run and an 0-for-4 streak at the foul line this half, Dave.
Nothing but net, and that is huge for the Bulldogs.
Who lead now by two.
2:30 to go in the quarter. Burton across the timeline. Burton all the way to the basket. Misses the shot. Reeves the satchel. Loses the ball. Have a man wide open. It's Watkins. Goes. Shot blocked. But a foul from behind.
Oh, wait. We have guys running. This is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What a block. And I think they're going to allow the basket.
I think they are. It's goaltending.
And the Gratz fans are going crazy.
Someone just ran in front of our...
Is they calling a foul or calling a shot?
Yeah.
I thought it was goaltending, too, with the naked eye.
Yeah, they called a foul, which I didn't necessarily see. He seemed to get all the ball.
He did. It was off the backboard, though.
Yeah, they're going to have to control the... What? It looks like the Gratz fans, a little crazy.
Well, this is funny here. They have, like, six or eight, like, security people here.
We need a replay.
And there's people in the court. There's a guy right now in the court. This is great. Pete, take a picture of this stuff. It's fantastic. We now have, like, 12 coaches on the court.
Yes. All right, so it's a foul. It's just a foul.
Right.
And it's on Ross Carter, his first.
Team's fourth.
Fourth, yep. Watkins makes the first.
This is... I was going to tell you, Terry Toohey said at halftime, they didn't like Chester's body language. We watched them shoot at halftime. Now they were down 12. They look like they were into it.
Makes both.
Got them both.
Guess what? They're into it now.
Tied at 38, 2:18 to go.
This is only the third quarter.
Yes.
It is? I don't know if he's placing it on the last.
Roll, top of the key. Near side, long three.
Short,
that's going to be short. Rebound, Burton. Fareed playing an unbelievable game.
And
that's not a good pass. And driving to the basket, layup is blocked by Burton. And a foul on
who?
It's a foul on Chester or Gratz?
We got people who are here as, I assume, simply spectators walking the court.
This is fantastic. Yes. This is unbelievable. Well, basically what you missed there, quick jump shot missed. Chester was double teamed.
And
they
threw
it away half court.
Yeah.
Gratz went down for a layup. I thought it was a clean foul as well. I'm sorry, clean block. They called a foul.
And it's a foul on Burton. And at the line is Stover shooting two. Up. Misses that one. Now, here's the problem with some of the fans. I mean, fans...
Well, they're opposing fans on both sides of our tables. It's crazy. They talk nicely there, but that can get a little incendiary quick.
This is Philly versus Chester right here. Up. Misses both. Rebound Taylor. Here comes Akeem.
For the lead.
Across the timeline. Akeem all the way to the basket. There's a foul and two shots.
right, this is
for Akeem Taylor, 1:50 to go in the third. I got to take my headsets off and see how loud it is.
It's no.
I can tell you, I've only got one earpiece on. It is loud.
This is old school, baby. Old school.
Someone just told somebody they can't be 5 feet on the court.
Yes.
That's odd.
All right, 1:50 to go in the third. Chester and Gratz in a war, 38-38.
It's not far removed from this. This is fun.
Yeah. Taylor makes it.
Well, who would have thought that? Down 13 about 4 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago.
Chester's been making their foul shots, too.
Yes,
that's
they
been
have.
Been a big difference in this half. All them foul shots.
There's your difference in this game so far. It's the foul shooting.
He yep. makes both. Akeem the Dream Taylor.
Whoa. That's 9 for 10 this quarter. 9 for 10.
Chester with a 2-point lead.
Showing
got a half-court triple. And he almost
got
a steal. It was a it was stolen away by Chester. And then it looked like the Gratz player came in, committed a foul. But anyway, we're going to have a – this is going to be nuts here. This is like old school, man. This is like
– love it, David.
It's like this is a way when Harrisburg and Chester back in the day when it was nuts. This is great. And Philly, Simon Gratz, here we go. NBA 3 is up and good. Ed Harris.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Now it's a 1-point lead for Gratz. Taylor back across the timeline. Pick is set. Taylor, he's going to fire a 3-ball. No good. Rebound, Gratz. Full court pressure. They get it into Harris. Grizzled senior for Gratz, right to left. A minute to go in the third quarter. Gratz by one. Driving into the lane, turnover. And then out of bounds, Gratz. Loses the ball out of bounds. Boy, there's a lot of clutching and grabbing in there,
a lot of grabbing. That was Chester's first three-point attempt of the quarter, by the way, during this run they've made. They had the lead, and now they're down by one. Full court, man-to-man being shown by Gratz. Interesting.
Burton in the backcourt. Fareed is only a junior. Getting some unbelievable experience out here. Fareed looking down low. Watkins, shot is blocked. Watkins again. Knocks out. Camacho has it. Lenny looking cross court, wide open, driving to the basket, then pass to Watkins, foul. Great defense there. Actually, I thought it was great defense, but great ball movement by Chester. 32.9 seconds ago, third quarter. Chester's Watkins goes to the line, shooting two.
Watkins, the first time through there, was trying to throw his body at him a little bit. I thought Gratz had a good position. There was no call there. He had two attempts. He tipped it out. He got it back, got a third attempt.
Rare miss by Watkins. He'll get another.
And now both teams are shooting the rest of the way.
This could be a while. Pete, get comfortable.
Correll Watkins again for Chester. 6'4 junior. Instant classic. Free throw up. Good.
It actually is.
Correll has 7 in the quarter, 13 for the game. 32 seconds to go. Gratz with the ball. Third quarter. We're tied at 41. Harris across the timeline. To Rolls, turns the ball over. Here comes Chester with the run. It's Fareed to the basket. Layup, no. Follow Camacho, no, but a foul. Foul on the floor. It's going to be on Harris, I do believe. He raises his hand with 17 seconds to go. Lenny Camacho, a junior, plays with a lot of heart. Guts, fearless. Shooting two.
And some great flushing green shoes.
It is two. It is two shots. They ruled him in the act of shooting, so he's got two shots here.
Misses the first. He'll get another.
This is, we mentioned about the emotion before the game started. Emotion this quarter that Chester's played with is unbelievable. The fans are into it crazily.
Camacho up, misses both. Rebound, Satchel. Back. Here comes Gratz. Tied at 41, 14 seconds ago, third quarter. Back across midcourt, into the lane. What is that? The wild turnover. Chester with 6 seconds to go. They get it up. There's Watkins ahead of the pack.
Well, there you go.
Look at this
crowd.
Here come the cheerleaders.
After three quarters of play. Your score is now the Chester High Clippers 43 and the Simon Gratz Bulldogs 41, the state tournament on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We get ready for the final, possibly 8 minutes of the game. It is the 6A second round, Chester 43 and Gratz 41.
A couple of interesting stats to point out there from the third quarter. The scoring in that quarter, 24-10 in favor of Chester. They finished the quarter on a 20-5 run, mostly in part. Turnovers were 6-1. Gratz had 6 turnovers to Chester's lone turnover in that quarter.
Pete, you got anything real quick?
That's what I was going to say. Andrew said the turnovers went the other way. 6-1, that's why Chester's got more possessions, and they came back, and they're ahead because of their foul shooting, too.
Got a score. Yeah.
10 for 14 for the foul line. Chester, 2 for 8 for Gratz. Gratz, 3 for 13. That quarter, they were 1 for 10 from 3. I'm sorry, from two-point land.
Yeah.
And the first half was 13 for 23. Kudos to Coach Taylor. You know what he said at halftime, Michael?
Yeah.
He said, guess what? Enough of this outside stuff. We're going to be on the attack. We're going to attack you.
Chester,
and now, guess what? It's 7 fouls each. We're going to see how the referees call this, guys. It could be a while.
Chester with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Two-point lead, 43-41. And they have it out high. Gilbert, top of the, actually, between the circles, Burton. Burton looks to penetrate. Dish shot, no good. Battling for that rebound. It's taken by Gratz and turned over. Here's Watkins underneath. Lays it up and in. Terrell Watkins.
Unreal.
Unbelievable.
Now the body language for Gratz is getting frustrated.
I agree.
Chester by 4. Here comes Gratz. They are behind. They drive to the basket, and it's going to be a block foul. And Watkins, who hardly, it's amazing, he hardly commits fouls. It's going to be on the floor, but it's going to be 1-1. For roll.
And that's just Watkins' second of the game.
Yeah.
But he drove baseline, and again, he wasn't quite squared up on that.
Yeah. Final score, 6A, second round, off to the state quarterfinals, another blowout. Mathacton, 83. Lincoln from the Philadelphia Public League, 55.
Wow, 80. That's hard to believe in this quality, in this level of play.
That's 4 straight blowouts
for
Mathacton.
He had a harder time in District 1.
Huh. Only team that I think, well,
good point.
The next round will be Roman. Free throws up and good by Roll.
Anyway, you mentioned about like sharks in the water. The last miss by Chester, the rebound came to Satchel, and they just jumped him for a steal and got an easy 2 out of it.
Roll makes both. Full court pressure
In
the Watkins. Watkins across the timeline. Gets it to Burton. Excuse me, to Gilbert to Burton. Now Gilbert near side. Chester by 2. Now almost a steal by Gratz. And a bump. They don't call a foul. Out of bounds. Last touch by Gratz.
This is going to be a crazy 7-0-7. Every single bump, you have one side, both sides, and give or take 150 people in the crowd yelling.
I thought that could have been a foul, and I also thought that last touch was off Chester.
I think they knew that's why they didn't make a foul call on it.
7 minutes to go in the game. Akeem Taylor is going to be called for a travel.
Chester up by 2, 45-43.
6:57 to go. Fourth quarter.
Chester staff is yelling at these guys, Dave. They're yelling. Stewart, this is fantastic.
Stover now between the circles. To Ed Harris, Simon Gratz, Philadelphia Public League, the Bulldogs. Lenard Stort is the head coach. NBA 3 again is no good. Battling for the rebound, Chester has it. And 2 of the guards are in the backcourt, and Chester has like a man advantage here. Watkins underneath, no but a foul, but one of the players is injured down here. It'll be 2 shots for Watkins. And hopefully the young man for Gratz is going to be okay. It's Ross Carter.
I think he got poked in the eye.
We'll take a quick break.
Yeah, let's take a break here. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball. It's Chester by two with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. The 6A tournament, Boys Hoops, DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Back to O'Hara, another update. Roman Catholic survives a scare and beats the team that was state runner-ups last year, Penridge, 62-51. So the it'll be Roman and Methacton in the quarterfinals, and that'll be, yes.
Oh, boy.
A rematch of an earlier season game. Watkins, free throw, no good.
I wouldn't bet against Methacton in any game.
That'll be a fun one.
That big center?
Jalen Duran against Jeff Woodward.
Yes.
Jeff Woodward, he's a tough guy.
First game was a 59-52 win for Roman. And that was close to the wire. Watkins makes one of two. Chester by three. 46-43. 6.5 to go. Fourth quarter. Here comes Simon Gratz back. Chester trying to get a little bit of breathing room here. It's amazing. They're leading this game. It didn't look good early. Three ball. Left wing quarter. That's is good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Yasir Stover, huge three ball right there. We're tied at 46.
He's a shooter.
6 minutes to go. Fourth quarter. Burton gets a pick. Burton all the way to the basket.
Nice.
Watkins again. Burton to Watkins. Correll, five in the quarter, 20 for the game.
What a great find, and what a great take. Burton to the lane.
Across the timeline they come. Gratz. Top of the key, Gordon. Gordon looks to drive, right wing corner, three ball up and good again. Another three.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Yasir roll, huge, back-to-back threes. Gratz by one, 49-48, 5:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Gratz now by one on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Simon Gratz now quickly up by one. They've hit five three balls in this game. Chester has made two, and two in the last 30 seconds for Gratz. Quick points, six of them. Driving is Burton. Short shot, no good. And here's a rebound to Satchel. Satchel gets it in, so Gratz whipped the ball, and now a one-point lead. Across the timeline is Harris. Pass, top of the key, Satchel. The jumper is no good. Chester, the rebound. Run and gun from behind. Here is a pass. Go into the basket. Layup, no. Follow, yes. Another two for Correll Watkins. Wow. Seven in the quarter, 22 for the game. Now Chester, 5:05 to go in the fourth. Leading by 1 point, 50-49. Let's take a break. And you're listening to Boys High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be a part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Cardinal O'Hara High School. Dave Berman and the gang. And again, we're midway through the fourth quarter, and Chester leads by 1 point, Pete.
Yeah, Dave, I got Akeem Taylor has 10 defensive rebounds. 10 defensive rebounds. He's been the igniter of the fast break. Just a real great quarter and great half for Akeem Taylor.
Well, and also, I mean, Freed Burton, they can't stop him, Dave. He gets in the lane whenever he wants to. And
tremendous job.
Tributes.
There's a steal by Chester. Watkins has it. Picks it back up. Throws the ball away. A little out of control right there. And you got to value every possession. Well, turnover back to Gratz.
And Pete, and you and Mike said it. It's crazy. It's like a tale of two halves with the turnovers. Turnovers, Chester was just awful in the first half throwing it away. And now Gratz looks like a different team to me.
18 fouls on each squad. 4:48 to go, fourth quarter. They get it over the timeline. Thinking about the shot. Now cross court.
Oh,
almost taken away. Pull-up jumper up. No good. Rebound, Chester. And Zamir Carroll. 4:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. Chester with a rock and a one-point lead. Man-to-man defense.
It's also a 16-foot shot, which I don't like at this stage. Attack the rim.
Cross court, Gilbert. Gilbert looking for a pick. Top of the key. Right of the key. Gilbert dribbling the ball around on the floor. It's going to be a foul on, I think it's going to be on Gratz.
Yes. Yeah, on Ed Harris.
Ed Harris.
Team foul number 9. 1-1.
But that was dangerous. Gilbert spun away from his man and spun right into Ed Harris. So Harris sort of fouled that by accident. About 25 feet from the basket.
Gilbert at the line shooting 1-1. 19 fouls. Simon Gratz, Philadelphia Public League. 8 on Chester. Fourth quarter, 4:11 to go. Up. No good, missed it. Big miss right there. And here comes Gratz with a rebound. Top of the key. Pull-up jumper, yes. Stover. That would have given Chester a 3-point lead. Now they're down by 1 point. And in the right wing corner is Watkins. Watkins looks to spin. Watkins right of the key. And now to Burton. Burton right side, Taylor. Now to Watkins. Goes offensive foul. Charge taken by, good job there, by number 10, Keon Gordon, 6'4 senior. So Chester now down by one.
Both teams shooting two the rest of the way.
51-50, 3:41 to go, fourth quarter. Gratz inbounds the ball to Harris. Harris back to Stover. To Harris. Over to Stover. Harris. Chester. Out high, Stover. Harris near side. Taking their time. Harris looks to drive left wing corner. Driving into the lane. Pass up. Nice, laying up and in. Beautiful shot there. Nasir Roll. Guards coming up big here. Driving to the basket. Floater is up and good for
a nice shot.
Burton for two. An unbelievable floating shot right there. 3 minutes
right
to go.
Going those right through up left hand from 5 feet.
Back comes Gratz. Pull up jumper again. Yes. Wow. Stover. Big shots right there. For Stover up by, let's see, I think it's a 3-point lead. Yep. 55-52, Gratz, 2:49 to go. Those kids, Roll and Stover averages 18 a game. Coming up big here for Simon Gratz. Now Chester's down by three, 2:45 to go.
They're back in their zone, Dave, 2-3 zone.
Don't have to rush anything here, plenty of time. Watkins down low for Taylor, up. Good
oh, my
out.
Gosh.
Beautiful reverse layup by Akeem Taylor. He can tie the game.
I don't know how he got that in the basket.
No one does.
Foul, Satchel.
Beautiful play there by Akeem Taylor. Goes up, uses the rim as protection to shield the ball away from
Big Satchel.
Big Dwayne Satchel underneath there. Lays it up off the glass and in.
And gets the foul.
Chester can tie it. Free throw up. Misses another. Chester's missed their share of foul shots here in crunch time.
Back to him.
Rebound, Gratz.
By the last six have missed.
Wow. Not good. But they're only down by a point. 2:19 to go. Fourth quarter. Gratz with the rock. 1-point lead. Satchel between the circles. Far side, Harris. Harris right of the key. Harris looking for the basket. Layup. No good. Put back. Yes. By Dwayne Satchel. Now the lead's three again for Simon Gratz. Here's a foul on the floor. A travel on Chester. So now a turnover. And fans getting a little fired up out here.
Yeah. We got police protection here, so hopefully it won't be needed.
It's 1:59 to go.
Getting bumped up.
Timeout, Keith Taylor, Chester. So it's Gratz now by three. 57-54, 1:59 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Gratz has the ball to the 6A state tournament on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
What a barn burner here. Dave Berman, DelcoHoops.com, Mark Jordan and the rest. Sweet 16, second round 6A, PIAA State Tournament. Chester trailing now by three, 57-54 with a 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Back comes Gratz across the timeline. Harris near side rolls. So grizzled veterans right here. Wizards with the ball. Good defense by Chester. Looking for a five call. They don't get it. Right wing corner dribbling around, and we've got a timeout. Lennard Storks. Gratz great with Rasheed Wallace and the guys back in the day. We're going to keep it here. 1:39 to go, fourth quarter. Gratz still with the ball. 3-point lead.
Well, a couple things. It's hard to pressure these guards. Chester's trying to. It's getting very physical, as you can tell. There's arm bars and there's hands on hips. And there they try to jump the dribbler near half court. And Coach Stewart wisely called a timeout on that. They're going to have to pick and choose. They're going to foul here. It's a minute 39 to go. It's not really in Gratz's DNA to hold the ball. But I think they're going to obviously, you know, make Dare Chester to sort of foul them. And they get two foul shots right the rest of the way. The ball's going to be in the hands. My gut is the ball's going to be in the hands of Yasir Stover, Yasir Rao. And
Harris.
And Harris.
If Gratz pulls this off, who do you want to talk to?
I think we got to get either Rowell or Stover over here.
Everybody concur?
Yeah, whatever.
You know, either one. Yeah.
By the way, the four made threes by Gratz in the second half here, four different players. It's kind of funny. Each one of us made one three-pointer.
Harris
at a
Roll,
key time.
Stover and Gordon.
Yeah. Yes.
The 1:39 to go.
Now, again, I wouldn't foul right away, by the way. I would give it a good 10 or 15 seconds to try and trap him, maybe get a travel. If it goes to the big man in there, Dwayne Satchel, I think they're going to foul him for sure.
All right.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Back in the game.
Into the backcourt now. Harris across the timeline for Simon Gratz. Driving errors. The Satchel layup is good. Good give and go. The big fella, 6'9". He's got 10. Now, Chester is down by 5, 59-54. Might be time to think about a three ball.
I would attack.
Gilbert going to the basket. Lay it up. Yes, by Rami Gilbert with six. Lead is down to three. Into the backcourt. Gordon now to Stover across the timeline. They're not going to shoot. They get it out. Now they're going to make Chester foul here. 1 minute to go. Fourth quarter. Gratz and Chester. Old school battle. Philadelphia Public League and Chester. Driving to the basket, shot up, no good. I don't know why he shot the ball.
Oh, my gosh.
And the rebound to Chester.
Good Lord.
And they get it to Gilbert. 42 seconds to go, guys. Here's Burton looking to drive again to the basket. Lay it up and in for Reed.
Oh, my gosh.
Cuts it to 1 point, 34 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And it's now a 1-point lead for Gratz. 59-58. We got to keep it right here. Mark, you got your video going. And the
this is fantastic.
The student section from Chester get really,
fired up. It's not rocket science. Why that contested five-foot shot? So I don't know what's going on here. We have security sort of gone. I think Pete's now security.
Well, yeah. I think they're having the Chester fans.
They're behaving themselves. They're doing a little taunting, but it seems to be in good nature right now.
Oh, yeah. It always starts as good nature taunting.
The Chester kids are having fun with some of the the fans from Gratz that are here are older. I mean, you know, older, if you know what I'm talking about.
Not compared to us, but yeah, right.
And then you got Akeem's dad right here. He's fired up. And they're just talking a little. It's old school. I got to watch. Got to watch that word back there.
Can't be saying that.
Well, but you know,
you guys all say it all starts with good nature. It gets a little plucky. All right.
So that's Akeem. He's fired up. You got to picture his dad against the parent of one of the kids from Simon Gratz. So they're just going at it. They're both seniors or sons, and maybe they played AAU ball together.
This is not good stuff. All right. Anyway, back to the game. So.
Yes.
Why they shot it, I have no idea. They get fouled there. They go to the foul line for two foul shots.
I'm sure you got an earful.
Your lead goes from 3-5, and it's probably over. Now it's a one-point game, 34 seconds left. Chester is going to look to trap once or twice in the backcourt. I hope Gratz is saying that we're going to shoot layups only. Layups only, not a five-foot contested runner. And they're going to foul. I wouldn't even guard Dwayne Satchel here. I would sort of play off him. If he catches it, foul him.
One point game, 34 seconds.
Right, here we go. This is like the old Glenn Mills Chester games. Gets the ball inbounds. Gratz now into the backcourt to Harris. 30 seconds to go. Getting it up to Gordon. Drives to the basket. Lay it up and in by Keon Gordon. Now Chester, do they go for three here? 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Nope.
It is going to the basket. Missing the shot. Tap. Oh. Yes. It's good by Zamir Carroll. 11.8 seconds ago. Another timeout by Chester. It's Gratz ball. 1-point lead, 61-60. And this is just like the going back in the day. Chester against Penwood, Rap Curry and those guys back in the day. And Glenn Mills.
You have to foul them as soon as they get the ball in bounds.
Yeah. Too bad you guys didn't live to see those games.
You know what, guys? Those five foul shots that Chester has missed in the last 2 minutes
are coming up big right now.
Yes. Right. Well, they made 9 for 10 in the third quarter. Sometimes that evens out. All right. My thing is, it's going to be man-to-man defense. They're going to switch all the screens. They're going to try and face guard. No time for a trap now. It's got to be simply a foul. No doubt they're going to foul right away. Whoever gets the ball in has to be an immediate foul. If they get a steal, they're going to attack the rim right away. Watch out for that.
Yeah.
They can't pick and choose now. They have to simply foul whoever it is. The issue is Gratz is so fast. It's hard to deny the ball for those guys.
Yeah.
One beat cut. Get a basket. Watch out for us.
Gratz is 6 of 15 from the line in the game. Chester 12 of 20.
Inbounding the ball, Gratz. And they get
it in to
Gordon, and he is fouled with 10.5 seconds to go by Watkins. Carell's
fourth.
It's only his second.
No, that's his fourth.
Oh, it is his fourth. I'm behind on that. So Watkins, who hardly ever commits fouls. Now, boy, here we go. This is going to be two shots.
Two shots for Keion Gordon.
I have to have the wrong numbers.
That's why we have Andrew.
Place is rocking, baby. Oh, he missed it. Chester will have at least a chance to tie.
They've said that he missed it before that even hit the rim.
I know. Yeah. I was amazed.
Chester tried to run the ball, so it looks like we're coming down to the final shot again in a Chester basketball game.
They'll probably let it play out.
He misses the boat.
Here we go.
To Akeem. Akeem's going to take it all the way to the basket up.
Oh, he caught a charge. Uh-oh.
What do they call? Do they call the shot goes?
Offensive foul. Was
offensive
the call
foul
on the court. Offensive foul.
Basket goes in. Offensive foul, Akeem Taylor. Man.
It's getting a little chippy here.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What a play there by Keion Gordon to take that charge in that situation.
Well,
we have a timeout taken by Simon Gratz here with 5.3 to go in the game.
And I'm not sure about the positioning. I mean, it's a close.
That looked like a good call to me.
Yeah.
He was set.
He came in with a shoulder real strong. I agree.
And Taylor came in real strong going up to the basket, but came in a little bit with his shoulder down. Did make the shot, but definitely, I think the officials got this one absolutely right.
Well, it's irrelevant whether they get it right or not, but I agree with you. It was the right call.
Well, Chester fans may disagree with us. That was the right call.
You know what? He played bully ball, but that was like their game all half long.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not sure he wanted to take a charge. He had no choice.
Yeah.
When someone puts their shoulder in you, it's like watching the Stroud Haven football game. Guess what? You're going backwards. Now, 5 seconds left. Still some time. They got to immediately foul. This is the time now in high school you can almost grab a shirt or play a little physical early and get a foul call. So I would assume Chester would not let much time run the clock here.
Right. So Gratz has to inbound the ball way down the other end.
You got to go.
Right in front of that Chester basket. 61-60 Gratz. 5.3 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Inbounding the ball is Yasir Stover.
And if you're Chester, the one guy you don't want to foul.
Get it in and a foul, and it's going to be Ed Harris going to the line.
Well, the one player you don't want on your team to make the foul is Terrell Watkins, because he'd be done for the game.
Yes. Right now you can't pick and choose. Yeah
you can't pick and choose, but you just have to foul as Fareed Burton did just there.
I have his percentage is 81%.
No matter what happens here, it's going to have to take a long shot by Chester to win this thing.
Two shots.
Up. He's got that one. Ed Harris gives Gratz a two-point lead. Chester still has 4.5 seconds to go. They're going to bring in Chester Faheem Berry, who's got three-point range. Unbelievable game. State now, second round.
This is fantastic. Will Gratz foul near half court? They could. I don't know how Coach Stewart plays it usually.
Does Chester have a timeout to use?
Both teams are out of timeouts here.
Will he miss this on purpose or not? I think he does, yes. And the rebound, and Chester has a chance to win it. They get it to Carroll. Carroll, three ball at the buzzer.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, God!
Unbelievable. Oh! Unbelievable. Made a three-point shot and won the game.
Oh, no!
And they're charging on here.
Dave Berman, what happened?
Unbelievable.
We have the ball.
The shot went into the air. The buzzer went off. The ball dropped in the basket for 3 points. Gave Chester the win 63-62 with no time on the clock.
So this was reminiscent of last night's game between Westchester East and Pottsville with Tim Richardson hitting a three at the buzzer.
And he was out of control when he made that shot. I mean, he just threw it.
I have it all on tape, Mike.
You have it on tape?
Almost like somebody above was forcing that ball in.
You got to send me that tape for
I'll send it right now.
We want to get that up on the website with this article.
Michael, almost like divine intervention. Someone upstairs, I thought he was off balance. He looked to try to get some contact. And guess what? That was pure. That was a swish.
It was no question it went in. But I got to tell you, you got to feel bad for Simon Gratz. What a way to lose a game.
Heartbreak City. I can't believe what I just witnessed.
What a ball game here. Back and forth. Chester down 13 in the half.
Yep. And trailing by five, with only a minute left to go.
A couple things. They extended the game as best they could. From missed foul shots. You mentioned Chester's missed foul shots, Pete. Gratz missed four down the stretch as well. Gave them an opportunity there. Took that early shot. Also hurt him that one possession. And guess what? They made one more shot. The AD just said that was for Eddie. That was outstanding. I don't believe it. Guess what, guys?
What?
You might want to just stop doing games this year because you can't get any better in that game.
I don't think we're getting any better than this.
All right, we got to give him a headset.
Yes, this is.
Give me yours, Andrew.
Final score 63-62. Mike, I mean, we've never seen this. Chester wins. They go to the state quarterfinals. Unbelievable. This is Keith Wood. Keith was a member of the 1980, one of the greatest basketball players ever from Chester High, and your grandson.
Yes, Edward Herman.
Ed, who fell victim yesterday, just horrible at Chester. And your thoughts right now, Ed was looking down on this one.
Yeah, Ed was looking down on us today, helped us out to pull out this win. It was a good game. It could have went either way.
This reminded me, I was telling everybody on the air, the old Glenn Mills Chester games.
Right, 89.
So Keith Wood, again, and just a It's a surreal night. It started surreal, and I know that you said you could write a book. I saw you on Facebook that you could write a book. What other thoughts do you have right now? What are you thinking right now?
I'm speechless right now because he always wanted me to come to the game and watch him play, but my schedule wouldn't permit me to come. And now I'm here to watch the team play, and he was here today.
I'm so glad I got to recycle our 89 pitcher. Unbelievable. Uh-huh. Shot by Carroll. Yes, and Chester, is. So many times over the years, Chester has lost heartbreaking games, as you know. Uh-huh. And there's Mark Jordan, Keith Wood. Unbelievable. Uh-huh. I can't believe you're a grandfather, though, already.
Yeah, that's my step-grand. I got four of my own in 8-9 steps.
Unbelievable.
He's the oldest there, though.
So I'll tell my boss at work, Frank Myers, he knows you. Okay. And Keith Wood and you know, Edward looking down.
Yep. That's
Edward
definitely
Harmon.
Is, definitely is.
Mark, anything you want to throw at?
No, just our condolences out to the family. We feel so bad.
Thanks.
For at least one night, it's going to feel a little bit less sting.
Right. Appreciate
We're all
that.
Thinking about you guys. That's
Appreciate
all I was
that.
Saying.
Thanks.
He summed it up way better
Thanks
than
again.
Me. Yep. All right. Thank you. All Keith right, Wood.
Okay.
Love you. Delco.
Edward.
Okay. Thank
Thanks
you.
Again.
All right. Unbelievable. All right, Mike, we're going to wrap it up.
No, go for a break. Come back.
Oh, can I get somebody else maybe?
All right.
All right, okay, you got it.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And welcome back to Cardinal O'Hare High School, where we have seen maybe one of the greatest high school basketball finishes ever in a game. It reminds me, actually, of a Strathaven win in the playoffs down by two. They were going to go to tie it, and the kid took a three-point shot, put it in, and won the game. This was more dramatic, though, because he was literally, his body was out of control. He was out of time. He got the shot off maybe a half a second before the buzzer rang. As the ball's in the air, the buzzer goes off, and it swishes into the basket for 3 points and the win.
At the buzzer, and it was Zamir Carroll had the final say, as I like to say on that one. Hard to believe. They missed two foul shots, four foul shots in the last 15 seconds. Opens the door. You thought they didn't have enough time. They had 4.5 seconds. They had a rebound. They got an outlet, and they got a bounce pass to Zamir. And as they went to the right, I'll say right off the top of the key, about 25 feet, off the wrong foot, threw it off. I thought it was going to be an air ball, personally.
Yeah, I thought it was
and
a
And I had my
shot.
Camera going, and lo and behold, it just dropped through. Never touched any rim. Unbelievable game. I don't know if you guys.
Can you tweet? Well, we can't tweet it on our channel.
I can do mine. You can follow mine and do it. Okay.
All right. Well, we're talking to fans. I mean, there's pandemonium on the floor here. There's still probably 300 people in the facility.
Hey, Mike, I want to compare this ending to another game in the college level a couple years ago. Villanova, national title, buzzer beater, ball goes through the hoop. Same ending.
Okay.
But
the shot that reminds me of is the one earlier in the game that forced Nova to win the game.
We got the North Carolina kid. Coach here.
All right. Oh, we got Keith Taylor. All right, Keith, there we go. It's from Keith Wood to Keith Taylor. A great interview with Keith Wood. Unbelievable. Keith Taylor. I don't know what else to say. That was just unbelievable.
That was amazing, man. That was amazing. God is good.
Yeah, Ed's looking down. All the guys, everybody. Yeah. Mark Jordan, he's a coach. He knows.
Yeah. You've been in a ton of games, coach.
Yeah.
First things I want to say is that your halftime talk. You told the boys to sort of start attacking a little bit.
Absolutely.
We noticed, guess what? You got a ton of points in the paint. You outscored 16-2 in the paint first half. Yeah. And look at all these points. You scored about 24 points in the paint that half. Hey. Was that tight?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought we had an advantage down low, even though they had the big guys down there.
Sure.
I knew the big guys couldn't keep up with my guys. As long as we boxed out, pushed the ball down floor, we were just looking for easy baskets. And that's what we got.
The tail two halves, you guys turned the ball over, we said, what, 11 times?
13 times.
First half. And the 13. Second half, that script switched. They started turning the ball over.
Yes.
Got some runouts.
We started, first half, we didn't press. So second half, we came out, put a little pressure on them, give them a different look, and God darn, it worked.
But Coach, with less than a minute and a half left in the game, you guys were trailing pretty badly.
Yeah.
It was. What'd you tell them?
Hey, we got to keep fighting. That's it. Never say die. You have to keep fighting. Stay the course. Just keep running our offense, and we're going to get what we want. I saw that they were getting tired, you know what I mean? And they weren't making shots like they were making in the first half,
right.
Even at the foul line. It was deadly first half, but second half, their legs were a little going because they had to work a little harder. But, hey, that's a great team.
I remember a game similar, Chester against Math, Civics, and Science about 6 years ago, Keith. Mahir Johnson threw up a prayer at the buzzer, and after the game, there's Michael Johnson looking down at the late, great Chukwu, similarly in a situation like happened yesterday, but unbelievable.
Have you seen many teams that quick that match your quickness before?
Not at all. I thought William Allen was going to be quick, but they weren't as quick as our guards were, and you saw what happened. But these guys, they're real good.
Can I ask one last thing, Dave? Is that all right?
Oh, okay.
So, Coach, obviously at a very emotional time for you and your boys.
Yes.
Our condolences are out to the whole Chester program. This game, us five guys watch it. We're emotional. These people are emotional.
Yeah.
How can you get your guys ready? It's going to be a long couple of days, we know. Mm-hmm. Next game is Saturday somewhere. Mm-hmm. Do you have any ideas yet? I know you're going to enjoy this win tonight, and you should enjoy it. But how do you get these guys sort of step back a little bit and then get the batteries recharged?
Hey, they want to win. I mean, for their fallen teammates, not just for our team, but just for the whole city. I mean, all the stuff that the city is going through, you see it on the news, not good stuff, but this is one positive spot for the city. It's just a great feeling, man. Look at this. Everybody still here, man. They're happy as hell.
It's not a state championship, but this might be one of the top five moments in Chester High basketball history.
They're going to remember this.
And
we got it on film.
Yeah.
Boy, that end of the game.
He's got the shot.
We'll
put it on our Twitter account.
That was
tonight.
Awesome. I got to get here to my guys, man. But I appreciate you guys and everything you're
doing. I'd like
man.
To say one thing, Coach. Some things are meant to happen.
Yeah.
Tonight was meant to happen.
Hey, God is good.
God is good.
Yeah.
All right.
God is good, man. I appreciate
enjoy
you guys,
the
man.
Enjoy
Keith
the night.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Great job.
Give us our headset back.
Yeah, I got you.
There you go.
Keep it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Unbelievable.
Thanks,
Chester
Coach.
Wins. It was 63-62. I think it was a one-point win because they missed the second foul shot, and then Chester had a chance to win it. And what, Watkins got it up to – out of all people, Zamir Carroll, and he came in and he did the long-range Tyrone Garland Philly floater.
He was just running at her and
but he had enough sense to...
And it swished.
Did it curve going into the basket?
I thought he missed it as soon as he let go.
I'm with Mike. He was off his right foot. I watched it a couple times already. It was off his right foot.
I mean, he knew he was out of time. If he'd waited another half a second, the buzzer would have sounded. So, all right, listen, let's do all the points.
I'm
go
done,
ahead,
Mike. Mike, I'm exhausted.
We'll run a quick wrap-up. For Simon Grads, they were led by Yasir Stover with 15. Yasir Rowell had 14. Kion Gordon and Dwayne Satchel both had 10. Ed Harris had 6. Oronde Ali had 3. And Ross Carter had 4 for their total of 62. For Chester, they were led by their big man, Carrell Watkins, as they usually are with 22 points. Freed Burton Jr. had 14. Zamir Carroll with 11. Akeem Taylor with 10. Rami Gilbert had the other 6. For their total of 63 tonight.
Yeah, right. Andrew, I have one final stat. This could be a telling stat, too. Turnovers. In the first half, the Clippers had 11 turnovers. They only had 3 in the second half. In the first half, Simon Gratz had 3 turnovers. They ended the game with 7. So the difference there, you know, 4 or 5 turnovers is definitely the difference in the game, I think.
Real quick, Dave, I have a lot of stats to read. The heck with it. That was just too fantastic. You know, they had one more point than they did. Best game I've ever seen live.
Absolutely. Now, we don't know what we're going to do for another game, if we're going to do another game. We'll still check on that. We also will have all sorts of stuff, obviously, on the web pages tomorrow. It's a work day for everybody, so it'll be a late night for a few of us. In the meantime, check back with DelcoHoops.com, see where and if we're going to be at another game and when. In the meantime, whether we're at another game or not, we'll certainly follow the news. Look for Delco Times articles that we're going to cover, as well as I don't know. It was anybody here from City of Basketball Love?
Yes.
Yeah, Mitch Gladstone.
Okay, and he was here.
All right, so we'll have multiple articles most likely on this, and we'll scan the other papers as well. This was a heck of a game. It makes all this effort and work on our part worth it that we were able to document it, and then Mark got the shot, and this will go down for a long. We'll be talking about this one long after we're retired.
Mike, this will be like the Hershey Kiss game. This is some kind of a game that this you'll never forget.
So sign off, Dave.
All right, once again, the Chester High Clippers advance to the PIAA state quarterfinals for many, many years. A lot of times as they beat Simon Gratz of the Philadelphia Public League 63-62 and a game-winning three ball at the buzzer by Zamir Carroll right here on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.